Hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you like gardens? Would you like to plant a garden? Or how would you like to plant a garden on the roof? Well, if you have an empty rooftop, why not plant a garden up there? It's a great way to use the space, right? Well, today's lesson is called permaculture. Permaculture. What is permaculture all about? I'm definitely glad that you are wondering because you are going to find out later. A couple other things that we will be talking about today include rooftop gardens and guerrilla gardening. Rooftop gardens and guerrilla gardening. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's get started. Let's go.
Permaculture. When Bill Mollison published his second book on permaculture, one reviewer described it as rebellious. Mollison agreed because permaculture means cultivating your own food and living a sustainable life. You do not need a lot of land to practice permaculture. Small spaces on rooftops or in urban landscapes can be used to grow food. Permaculture also goes hand in hand with guerrilla gardening, which is the practice of developing abandoned or unused urban areas for plants without official approval. But permaculture doesn't have to be rebellious. It is intended to be efficient and sustainable, as well as aesthetically and socially pleasing.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 cultivate 这个动词 C-U-L-T 这个字根是指耕种或培养，所以 cultivate 在这里就是指耕种或种植。例如 the land by the river is fertile, so it's an ideal place to cultivate crops. 这片河岸边的土壤非常肥沃，因此是耕种农作物的理想地点。Cultivate 也指培养或养成，例如 Tiffany spent years cultivating her English ability through intensive reading. Tiffany 常年来透过大量阅读培养自己的英文能力。她的过去分词 cultivated 可以当形容词，意思是指已经开垦的或者是用于耕作的。例如 a nice piece of cultivated land 是指一片已经开垦的良田。接下来我们看的是 aesthetically 这个副词， A-E-S-T-H-E-T 这个字根有感觉的意思，所以 aesthetically 是指审美的或者是就美学观点来看的。例如 each exhibit's display is aesthetically appealing， 每件展示品的呈现都非常具有美感，或者是 the street signs in this shopping area are aesthetically designed， 这个购物区的招牌都设计得特别有美感。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ally 变成 aesthetic， 例如 this manufacturer's furniture is both aesthetic and functional， 这个制造商的家具都是既美观又极具功能性。 Hey there everybody, well let's go ahead and get right into our lesson because we have a lot to talk about. Well, we read when Bill Mollison published his second bookOn permaculture, one reviewer described it as rebellious. Now, why might one reviewer describe his book as rebellious?
Well, that's something we read on about here. So actually, if you wanted to, if you were curious, you could go to Google and type in Bill Mollison and books. He's written quite a few books about permaculture, and I guess his ideas might be considered rebellious. We read, Mollison agreed because permaculture means cultivating your own food and living a sustainable life. That doesn't sound rebellious to me, though.
That doesn't seem rebellious to me either. Well, let's see if
we could read a little bit more and understand why he might be considered rebellious. You do not need a lot of land to practice permaculture. Small spaces on rooftops or in urban landscapes can be used to grow food.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes a little bit more sense. But there's actually a phrase that we want to talk about, and that is to live off the land. So when you grow your own food, you're living off the land, right?
Well, I guess so. It's kind of like that phrase we learned yesterday, to work the land, right? If you're working the land, you're probably a farmer. It's your job. If you're living off the land, that means that your main source of food is from what you grow in your garden or on your farm. So you're not going to the supermarket or to Costco or to some place else to get your food. You're living off the land.
Right. So basically, in short, in a simple form, you're eating the food that you produce, the food that you grow.
And this reminds me, there's a lot of people that do live off the land, especially people that might live in rural areas, people who don't live in the city, if they live near farms. I also think of Amish people in the United States and different places. They might live off the land.
Well, those are some great examples of people who live off the land. So you don't need a lot of space to practice permaculture. Small spaces on rooftops or in urban landscapes can be used to grow food. Imagine that. You have space on your rooftop, and what do you do with that space? Well, you grow a garden.
And actually, that sounds like a great idea. It doesn't sound rebellious to me at all. However, I could see how some people might think it is rebellious, because it's not what people normally do. It's not how people normally use their space. And perhaps sometimes it could even be perceived as illegal if it's not your own space.
Perhaps.
I think we'll read more about that in the next paragraph here. Permaculture also goes hand in hand with guerrilla gardening, which is the practice of developing abandoned or unused urban areas for plants without official approval.
Now that could be a problem. If you are developing abandoned areas, urban areas, but you didn't actually get official approval.
Yeah, so
right?
It's not your land, you don't own it, but you're using it to grow crops. Which sounds like a good idea, right? Why not use that land for something good?
Right, but if you're not getting permission to do it, it could be a problem. Now, we saw this word earlier in this sentence, the practice of doing something. Let's talk about it. This is just something that is usually done, often as a habit, tradition, or custom.
That's right. It makes me think about routines. What are the things that we do on a daily basis or on a weekly basis? So, for example, Christians are into the practice of going to church. There are a lot of things that they might do, and that is one of them. That is one of their practices.
That's right. But, our lesson says, permaculture doesn't have to be rebellious. It is intended to be efficient and sustainable, as well as aesthetically and socially pleasing. Now we want to take some time and talk about this word aesthetics. What are we talking about when we're talking about aesthetics? Well, obviously, if something is socially pleasing and we're talking about the aesthetics, we're talking about the looks and how it looks and how it appeals to a lot of people.
And that's the nice thing about gardens, is that they are aesthetically pleasing. Or most of the time they are, right? You could say, I like the aesthetics of this place. You know, a related word is a word related to sound, and that is acoustics, okay? So you might walk into a building and say, I like the acoustics of this building. That is how it sounds. Or if you like the aesthetics, you like how it looks.
Exactly. Now, sometimes I think that if somebody wants to make a place extremely socially pleasing, they might like to butter it up.
Rebecca, wow. I think we need to learn more about that phrase, butter it up, and others in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. We have talked about the phrase, bring home the bacon, on the program before. This phrase refers to the money we earn for our daily survival. Today, we want to introduce another phrase, bread and butter, which sounds similar but has a slightly different meaning.
Bread and butter are common items on the dinner table in the U.S., and this phrase can be used to mean a professional skill, job, or anything that a person depends on to make a living. For example, Carolyn, what is your bread and butter for work?
Well, I'm an English teacher, so my professional ability and skills to teach English are my bread and butter. What are yours?
I have a lot I could do for a living, such as teaching English. Of course, translating and teaching musical skills to people. Those are my bread and butter.
Now, you will notice with this phrase, we don't add an S to butter, even when we list several things. The phrase bread and butter is not countable, but it can be either singular or plural. That is my bread and butter, or those are my bread and butter.
我们曾学过一个用语, bring home the bacon, 养家糊口。 今天要再学一个同样和谋生有关的英文。在成长过程中，我们经常听到长辈说：“你要学习一技之长或谋生之道，这样才能找到一份好工作。你所赖以为生的技能，英文就是 bread and butter。因为面包和奶油都是餐桌上的基本食物。我举个例子：He sells real estate. That's his bread and butter. 他卖房地产，那就是他的谋生之道。这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about permaculture. Now, where exactly might you practice permaculture? Of course, on rooftops. If you have an empty space on your rooftop, you just might want to consider practicing permaculture. Or, of course, in urban areas. Well, friends, we have more to learn about permaculture, so let's do that now.
Permaculture. One central principle of permaculture is mimicking nature to grow food. Plants that need a lot of water should be planted downhill from ones that need less. Instead of growing just one plant in an area, you should grow certain plants together to make them healthier. Spaces should be developed in patterns that make gardening easier. Many of the design principles can actually be applied to everyday life. They stress observation, valuing diversity, reusable resources, and integration rather than separation.
OK, 继续我们看 integration 这个不可数名词 INTEGR 这个字根有完整的意思 所以 integration 是指结合、整合或者是一体化 例如 this summit's topic is the economic integration of the countries in this region 这个高峰会的主题就是该区域国家的经济整合 它的动词是 integrate INTEGRATE 例如, immigrants usually experience difficulties integrating into a new society. 移民者要融入新的社会通常会经历到一些困难。所以我们看 diversity 这个不可数名词, B-E-R-S 这个字根有转的意思, 所以 diversity 是指多元化或者是多样性。例如, the city's ethnic and cultural diversity attracts many tourists. Diversity 也指差异或者是不同性。例如, a diversity of perspectives enriched our discussion. 角度看法的不同让我们的讨论很丰富。它的形容词是 diverse, D-I-V-E-R-S-E. 例如, we live in a diverse society, so we need to respect people's diversity. 我们生活在一个多元化的社会,所以要尊重彼此的差异。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's learn about one central principle of permaculture. We read, one central principle of permaculture is to mimic nature to grow food. Now, before we continue, we need to take a look at this word, to mimic. This just means that you are copying someone or something in particular. And you copy the way maybe a person speaks or the way they act and move, usually to make somebody laugh.
Okay, so you could copy someone to make someone else laugh. I don't think that permaculture is trying to make people laugh.
No, so I guess you're not always making somebody laugh. But oftentimes, when you're mimicking a person,
that's true,
you're trying to make other people laugh.
That
is
true.
In this case, I think it's just to copy.
Right. Friends, you saw that word emulate in our lesson yesterday. It's kind of the same idea. Okay, our author is using different words to communicate the same idea. So we want to mimic nature with permaculture. So you could say, he's mimicking me, and you don't like that. You don't like it when someone mimics you. Or we could talk about something like maybe Spider-Man, right? The movie Spider-Man. Spider-Man uses technology that mimics spiders in what he wears.
But of course, when we're talking about permaculture, that is just mimicking nature to grow food. And we see an example. Plants that need a lot of water should be planted downhill from ones that need less. Instead of growing just one plant in an area, certain plants should be grown together to make them healthier.
Right, so it sounds like they're making use of space. They're trying to make the best use of space possible, okay? Spaces should be developed in patterns that make gardening easier. Many of the design principles can actually be applied to everyday life. So the idea is that we can learn something for our everyday lives from permaculture, or that there should be a relation of some kind.
And look at these nice patterns.
That's cool.
This is really cool, and this is the way gardening should be done, right?
Yeah, very, very aesthetically pleasing. I like the aesthetics of that garden right there.
Absolutely. Many of the design principles can actually be applied to everyday life. Now let's take a look at the word everyday or everyday life. This just refers to what one does on a daily basis or on a regular basis.
That's right. It's not what you do one time or when you're trying to be special, right? That's not something you can describe as everyday life. So yeah, I think that your actions in everyday life are more important than any one thing you try to do to be great or any heroic action that you might try to do. It's important what we do and think and say in our everyday lives.
Exactly. They stress observation, reusable resources, and integration rather than separation, and valuing diversity. Now let's take a look at this word to stress. Oftentimes when I think about the word stress, I think about the noun form. Oh, I feel so much stress right now. However, in our lesson, when you stress something, this just means that you're emphasizing or you're giving special importance to something.
That's right. And as English teachers, Rebecca and I think it's important for you guys to do a lot of things. And we really like to stress practicing. Okay? That means that if you learn something, you're not just going to learn it once and then never use it. No, we want you to use it. So we stress practicing and using what you have learned.
That's right. And we also stress the importance of drinking plenty of water. And, of course,
that's before a race, right?
Before a race or after a race.
That's true.
And we also stress the importance of watching Studio Classroom as often as you can.
Right. And if you're interested in permaculture, then you know that we stress observation, reusable resources, and integration, that is using things together, rather than separation and valuing diversity. Well, I'm really grateful because we have a lot of diversity here at Studio Classroom in our features, right?
We definitely do, and we stress the importance of a review skit.
That's right. I like that feature.
So tell me, Farmer Brown, how does your garden grow?
It's growing very well.
Good, because food production is vital to a healthy population.
That's true. You know, there's a lot that goes into sustainable food production.
Like what, Farmer Brown?
Well, you must work the land to boost its productivity without reducing its vitality.
Sounds important.
It is. Doing anything else would be extremely short-sighted.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Designing methods to support permanent agriculture is called permaculture.
Permaculture? Oh, sounds complicated.
Well, yes and no. You observe healthy natural ecosystems and develop design principles that emulate important aspects of those systems.
So it is complicated.
Well,
huh?
You look at nature and try to copy what works.
Oh, right. Well, I wish I could grow a garden, but I don't have enough land.
Well, don't let that stop you. Be rebellious. Plant your garden on a rooftop or in an urban landscape.
Well, cultivating my own food and living a sustainable life does sound like a good philosophy.
It is. Permaculture also goes hand in hand with guerrilla gardening.
Guerrilla gardening? Is that planting banana trees?
No, no. Developing abandoned or unused urban areas for plants without official approval.
Ooh, I see.
Yes. Today, permaculture includes not just gardening and agriculture, but also architecture, community design, and even money management.
Wow. Farmer Brown, you sure do know a lot.
Yep. Know a lot, grow a lot.
And you're funny, too.
Nah.
So, Gabe, what did you like most about our lesson today?
Well, you know, I was thinking, after today's lesson, I thought maybe it would be cool to start my own garden.
Oh, I think you should do it.
And not just in or around my house, but maybe I'll find some places in my neighborhood that aren't being used.
No, Gabe.
And
no.
Do some guerrilla gardening.
Don't do guerrilla gardening. That might be considered rebellious. Well, friends, what did you like most about today's lesson? Talk about that in English. And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.